I feel disgusted with myself. Earlier, I posted about milestones and I shared about how close I am to having 20,000 subscribers and 100 patrons. God damn it, you are not just a number. You have a name. And it made me disgusted that I made that post. Am I making a weird issue out of thin air? Maybe. I probably shouldn't be recording this. But I thought I wanted to talk about it. This isn't scripted, so there might be some awkward silences. But I hope you're okay with that. How do I put this? You know, the milestones thing actually started from a desire to be grateful. There's so many worries in my head, including insecurities. And I've been trying to be more positive again. It's really hard, but not as hard as what you've been going through. You work hard, day in and day out, and you have so many worries on top of that. From your family, from your friends, from the affairs of the world. And it makes me feel a little guilty sometimes that I have this little demons running around my head telling me things I don't want to hear. So I thought, hey, maybe I should try to be more grateful. You know, one step at a time. And before I know it, I made that post. I made that post without even considering. I don't know. It's weird, isn't it? It's really weird. It's so hard to put into words. I'm just incoherently rambling at this point. On one hand, I want to say each and every one of your names, because I don't want to reduce you to a number, even though as of late, I feel like my thinking has been going in that direction, and I hate that. making this audios as ASMR to help you sleep. And while I also earn some on the side from this, thank you so much. It's been perverting my mind. I want to do right by you. And sometimes I think the best way to pay you back is to have my videos reach more people. Which I know there's nothing wrong about that. But I hate it. I hate reducing people to numbers. If I may be more serious, you know, when there's tragedies like when people lose their lives, they just mention the number of casualties. But these people who lost their lives, they have their own stories. Weird, isn't it? I was just talking about insecurities just a couple of minutes ago, and now I'm talking about mortality. But I couldn't help it. That's also one of the worries in my head. Each and every one of you are living the only lives you have. And when I think about how I reduced you to numbers like that, it makes me feel ashamed. I don't want that. I'm not sure how to approach this either. I call myself a professional, but I really have no idea what I'm doing. But you believe in me. You believe in my dreams. And you've told me time and time again how this story is my voice, my performances. They impress you, they help you fall asleep. You look forward to the next chapter. This is one of the dreams I've had as a kid, and you helped realize that dream. If you ask 6-year-old me, if I was going to be voice acting and helping people sleep, kid me would have looked at you funny. I'll do better. I will always remember there are people behind those numbers living your lives. Doing the best you can, one day at a time. And just like how I have my insecurities, you have yours. And I want to let you know you're not alone. You have many problems in life, and I can't claim to know all the answers. After all, I'm just but a humble maid servant. But I just want you to know that even though it's hard, even though there's problems, life can be complicated, challenging, and makes you want to give up sometimes. Just remember, there is still a tomorrow. If it's shitty now, just look forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a new day. And you can reset. Those worries that have been hounding you today, it's hard to fight them, these demons. The demons you fight are most likely way different from the demons in my head, but please know I'm cheering for you. I I hope you're cheering for me too. Well, I was actually expecting to be more negative than this. Audio. I guess this is an audio, but in my head it feels more like I'm talking to you. I mean, I am, but I don't even know what to call this. Oh, never mind, it's my brain just bullshitting or something. So, thank you for listening to me ramble. Will I be posting this? Maybe not. If you're hearing this now, though, oh God, I feel so cringe. Oh. Well, good night. Please, if you hear this, just forget about what I said. Bye-bye.